One of my favorite stories is the lumberjacks up in Canada. They hadn't gone to confession in, maybe 25 years. But 40 of them one night decided to all go to confession. So they showed up on a Wednesday night. The priest was in the confessional. The first one finally got up his nerve to go in to the priest. Says, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 25 years since my last confession. I think I've probably committed every sin there is. I think I broke all the commandments." And the priest says, "Well, I doubt that. For example, did you commit murder?" And the lumberjack thought and said to himself, "Well, no, you're right, Father. I did not commit murder. That's true." And the priest says, "Well, get back out and go back at the end of the line and examine your conscience properly." And so he leaves the confessional. He walks out and he sees these 40 guys in line. And he turns to them and says, "No use tonight, boys. He's only here in murder cases." Confession is one of those great sacraments of mercy. One of the best reasons to be Catholic is to be able to go to confession, to experience God's mercy. See, in confession, you just don't know God's mercy. You experience the mercy of God. Confession has been called the tribunal of mercy or the seat of mercy. We can only get baptized once in our life. So how do we get sins forgiven after baptism? It is confession. When we go to confession, we are baptized again. We're washed of our sins. We're rebaptized every time we make a good and holy confession. And I was so proud of this parish that during Holy Week, we had countless hours of confession. We had 7 priests here on Good Friday. We all heard for 5 hours each. On Holy Saturday, 7 priests, 5 hours each. That's a total of 70 hours of confessions in 2 days. Probably over 2,000 people went to confession. What a beautiful thing that is. You were washed again, born again, of your sins forgiven through confession. In confession, we're washed with the blood of Christ that is poured over us in confession. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, she wrote this in her diary, the words of Christ spoken really to each one of us. When you go to confession to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour out the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this: it is I myself waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here the misery of your soul meets the mercy of God. Tell souls that from this fount of mercy, souls draw graces with trust. If their trust is great, there is no limit to my generosity. The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. The proud remain always in poverty and misery because my grace turns away from them, but it turns towards humble souls. So confession is that great sacrament of God's mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is really not a something, it's a someone. Mercy is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the mercy of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. When you look at that crucifix, you see that is mercy personified. Jesus is the mercy of the Father. See, mercy is giving somebody what they don't deserve. Justice is giving somebody what they do deserve. Thanks be to God, God does not treat us with justice because we don't deserve his mercy, and in justice he didn't have to give it. But God is merciful. Father Carapi, after his conversion of 20 years away from the Catholic faith, had an experience of God, and after that experience he says, "I finally knew God's name. God's name is mercy." Mercy is giving somebody what they don't deserve. And that's what God did for us. He gave us His Son to die on the cross. He took our place on the cross. He said, instead of you dying, Jesus says, I will die in your place. So God is merciful. And we need to ask God for His mercy, to repent of our sins, to go to confession, to be forgiven of our sins. When we come before God, there's nothing that we can do or say that will get us into heaven, as you know. It's the mercy of God that will get us to heaven. I love what Father Groeschel said. He said, when he comes before God on Judgment Day, he's not going to list off all the good things he did in his life, all the books that he wrote, all the things he did. He's just going to say one word to Jesus. He's going to say, mercy. Mercy, my Lord. Have mercy on me, a sinner. What a beautiful prayer that is, that we should often say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Say the prayer Our Lady taught us to say at Fatima. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. So the Lord in His mercy died on the cross for us, opened the gates of heaven for us, and He gives us these great sacraments of mercy. First was confession, but then He gives us Himself in the Eucharist, which is the presence of mercy. When we go to Eucharistic adoration and spend time in our adoration chapel, we're sitting before divine mercy. We're sitting before Jesus Himself. We come to Mass, where the mercy of God is distributed. What Jesus did on the cross is distributed through the Mass. When we receive communion and attend Mass, receive the Lord, the graces of Calvary are distributed at the Mass. And this is where we receive the grace of God, is through the Eucharist. Because remember, Jesus is the mercy of the Father. The Eucharist is Jesus. So when we come to Mass, we receive divine mercy in the Eucharist, and we kneel before divine mercy in Eucharistic adoration. Now, Jesus loves us so much that He gave us a mother, our Blessed Mother, who is the Mother and Queen of Mercy. In the Hail, Holy Queen, we say, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Our Lady is the Mother of Mercy. When you read the conversion stories or hear them of different priests or different individuals that were converted, it was Our Lady that brought them to Christ. It was Our Lady's prayers that brought them to conversion to Jesus. That's what Our Lady is. She's the Mother of Mercy. And then, of course, on this feast day of Divine Mercy that we celebrate today, we should think about the great apostles of mercy. Sister Faustina, who only lived to be 33 years of age. She was born in 1905 in Poland. She became the apostle of mercy. And we think of the most recent saint of mercy, John Paul II. Pope John Paul the Great can be called the Pope of Mercy because he promoted this devotion and he lived mercy in his life. After he was the assassination attempt on his life that almost took his life after he got out of the hospital, the first thing he did was to go to the prison and to forgive the man who shot him. And what's so amazing is that the Pope was, with God's grace, able to be an instrument of God's forgiveness. And this man, after being in prison for many years, was released and he converted to the Catholic faith, was baptized because of this example of mercy. That we see what the Lord can do in the lives of others. So you and I are called to become apostles of mercy, images of mercy in the lives of others. And we do this by the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And what are we doing to help to feed the hungry or to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick or the imprisoned, to bury the dead? See, that's how we live mercy. Mercy is a verb. It needs to be lived and practiced. We also do the spiritual works of mercy. We help to convert sinners, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to comfort the sorrowful, to be patient with those in error, and to forgive the living and the dead. When you forgive others, then God will forgive you. In the Our Father we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So the way you can guarantee that God will be merciful towards you is to be merciful and forgiving towards others. And we know if we're unwilling to be forgiving towards others, then God's hands are tied and He cannot forgive us if we have not forgiven others. So we're called to be images of mercy in the world and to try to bring down mercy upon the souls of others by praying that chaplet of divine mercy. And I hope all of you say that every day. It only takes 5 minutes. You say it on regular rosary beads. And when you say the chaplet of divine mercy, you're asking the blood of Christ to wash over and to convert the souls of those that you love. Your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, people that you know that have left the faith, have stopped practicing the faith, who haven't gone to church or confession. You're praying for them, and then you become God's instrument of mercy, because when you pray for others, especially the chaplet of mercy every day, you'll be bringing down God's mercy upon those that you love, and even especially upon your enemies. Pray for those who make your life difficult. Pray for your co-workers. Pray for your boss. Pray for your family members or relatives or friends that are making your life difficult. Well, pray for them. Pray the chaplet of divine mercy, and God's grace will come down upon them. So on this wonderful feast day of divine mercy, remember that mercy is a person. It is Jesus Christ. And He gives us His channels of mercy through the Catholic Church, through confession, through the Eucharist, through our Blessed Mother, through giving us opportunities to live the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And then let's pray that chaplet and let's honor the image of the divine mercy. You see the image over here of the divine mercy. Honor that image and ask Jesus that the white rays of His love will pour down upon us to wash our souls clean, that the red rays of His blood will wash over us to wash us clean, that we too may be images and channels of God's mercy in our families and in society.